Hey there, cats, kittens, and dogs everywhere, and cicadas as well. My name is Mike Coughlin, and this is not hell. This is MMA and Stuff 0.5. Me walking and talking with a doggo about whatever's going on. If I feel inspired to rant, or if I'm just generally funny, there's lots and lots of dogs outside here as I'm walking around. And then there's dogs inside. It's just a doggone world. There's a dog-eat-dog world, one might even be able to say, if one were so inclined. And that is a gigantic fucking Rottweiler or something like that. I don't know whatever that dog is across the street, kitty corner. It looks like it would just kill. Like, on accident. Oh, it looks like it's well-behaved. I'm like my moron here. What, he's 11 years old. I'm not going to fucking start now. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. I don't care what people say. Maybe you can. Is that the saying? I don't know which one. I don't actually know what the saying is. You can't. Who says you can't? I don't know. I assume you can teach an old dog a new trick. It's a fucking dog. Like, I can learn new shit. I'm not saying it's easy, but for fuck's sake, like, I can learn a new language now. At least according to those late night commercials and shit. So, what, television, why? It's possible. It's football on tonight. It's been on for a while, assholes. It's called soccer. I've said the word soccer more in the past fucking week than I have in my fucking life. Well, not life, but in the past decade, I bet. Just because, I can't remember what it was. It's like everybody kept saying soccer, soccer, soccer. And from a certain point, I'm just like, yeah, that's fine. I'll just go with it. Like, if I'm talking to somebody individually, I'll say, like, football. I'll kind of alternate a little bit. But, like, I'll make it clear to them where I stand on the smug scale here. Like, I keep my cred. But when you're out with a group of people, it's just kind of like you fall into that. I'm just going to say soccer. And it's fine. I don't know what it is. Something wrong with my brain. It's like I'm cognizant that I am on some level rewiring it to be dumber. And to give a shit about things that no one should give a shit about. And I don't think I'm was started out that way. I think some part of my brain's like, let's just do it. Let's see if we can fucking make that happen. And the other parts of the brain are like, really? Really? And they're like, yeah. So one thing I wanted to talk about, I hate saying things like, one thing I wanted to talk about, I always feel like sometimes I listen back to these, I hear myself speak, and sounds so like jaded, like I'm out of breath and blah, blah, blah. I think it's just the way this microphone picks things up. Also, I do tend to smoke a lot of marijuana when I'm doing these things. So, I'm a happy man. Come on, doggo. Doxing and the James Gunn thing. I guess we tied into James Gunn. It was more like, I guess I just saw on Twitter. I guess I was like, looking at Twitter, I'm like, I gotta talk about something, right? Like, there's gonna be something for me to riff on. Riff, rant, whatever. Riff, raff. Fucking bought these shorts a year ago at Yale. And they were kind of snug. I remember thinking, should I get the size bigger? And now these things are fucking literally falling down every two seconds, 3 feet. I had to tie them up so tight. Mike's lost some weight, everybody. I might actually buy new Yale gear so I can wear it in public. Right. Focus, dickhead. So the story is about some chick. They say chick, but I saw the picture, and I swear, I'm not being facetious. I know this sounds a little insulting, and I'm not saying I'm totally innocent. There's a part of me that kind of chuckles and wants to mean that it's a little bit of an insult. But there's also a strong part of me that genuinely looks at it and goes, this is what I think. Looks like a dude. Looks like a bad tranny. Ooh, the fucking ice cream man. God damn, I want to be the fucking ice cream man. I don't know what's so enticing about fucking ice cream man. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown adult. I can go to the fucking store and get all the ice cream I want. But fucking ring a bell and I get a fucking little minor league chubby. Just going, yeah. Some fucking drunk pothead probably driving around. I mean, that dude just didn't even come close to stop before that stop sign. He's a fucking ice cream. I don't really understand his purpose here. Like, I've seen him before and he drives really fast. I don't really get the point. It's like, you gotta drive slower, dude. Like, slow down. Also, even though it's 2018 and I know you can do this, I don't know if he takes a debit card or not. And I don't have any cash. Be better yet if he doesn't take debit card. Can you take Apple Pay? Because I'm fucking loving that, by the way, people. Loving it. Anyways, so this tranny chick, whatever, anyway, is some getting right for science or sci-fi or something that nobody gives a shit about. Like, part of the tech, I think. The parts of the newspaper that really, like, nobody gives a fuck about. Nobody cares about a newspaper except for the front fucking page of maybe each section. Maybe. Like, come on, seriously. People reading newspapers, you know what a small percentage of the population that is to begin with? Let alone the number of people who get newspapers, you know, they kind of pretend to read it, but they mostly just get it because, like, they want to feel like they're supposed to. Nobody's reading the fucking newspaper anymore. We're all dumb as shit. We're all getting it from Twitter or Fox or CNN or, just listen to another one, Mike, MSNBC. We're all fucking morons. We're all getting shit from Facebook. We fucking love it. It's so much easier. You know why? Because most of the news sucks. Most of the news, we're like, I don't care. I don't care about this story. Oh, the president fucked a hooker and peed on a bed. My dog shaking shit in these people's yards and it's really obvious. I mean, damn. Whoa. What are you doing, dog? No. Are you peeing? Just hurry up and pee. Like, does that work if I just say hurry up and pee? Come on, dog. I mean, hurry up. He's like, fuck you. I'm a fucking dog. Come on. Yeah, you are done. I knew it. Yeah, we're bored by the news. We want bullet points. I've noticed a lot of newspapers. By newspapers, I mean like online versions of it. England in particular, Daily Mail, I believe, does a lot. Well, they start off like these articles with bullet points. And then you can like read the article. And I'm like, this is fucking brilliant. First of all, I love it. I love it. That's what I want. I want my fucking news in bullet points. I'm a smart guy. I know everything. I just need a fucking little bit of an update, you know? Like, it's like a patch on a video game. That's my fucking life. Just give me a little update on the news. I already know everything there is to know about Donald Trump. Just tell me, what did he say today? Oh, he tweeted that way? Ooh, all caps? Fucking A. So, yeah, I don't care. But I saw this chick. I don't know. She tweeted shit. Or maybe she said it on a message board years ago. And I'm not even sure what she said. Other than, you know, somebody on the right, I guess, doesn't like her. I'm sure for reasons you can imagine when I might best describe this person as looking like a tranny. There's a vagina in that tree. And that one, too. Well, that's more of a butthole. Prostrated. I don't know what that means. I think that's when the butthole comes out. But I'm not entirely sure. I know that's a thing, though. A prolapse. I think it's a prolapse. What prostrated means. And does it have anything to do with the prostate? I kind of know what it means to prostrate yourself. Or, I mean, I know when I read it, I feel confident in understanding it in context. Probably a more accurate way to describe 90% of my vocabulary. Just me kind of going, yeah, that sounds about right. And or if I want to call somebody out on it, like nowadays it's great because my vocabulary is kind of like in the ballpark. I'm like, is that really the right word? I'll just check Google real quick. Yeah, that's what I thought. Fucking moron. That's not what liege means. Pfft, stupid. You know, these people out in their backyard now sitting there looking at me, looking at them. I think they might be smoking. Maybe I'll smoke in front of them. I like to do that. I think I sometimes get the knowing nods from people, and they're all like, yeah, dude, I feel you, dog. And I'm like, that's right, you do, dog. I feel this. And they're like, oh, it's kind of big. That's throbbing. I'm like, damn right it is. Man, I just walked through like a hailstorm of fucking bugs. Whoa, doggo. Are you gonna pee on it or not? No? Come on, let's go. Come on. Lazy ass dog. Yeah, one of the things I was going to tell you, this person gets fired from something they said a while ago, and it's kind of like one of those things where it's in that kind of gray zone where, like, everybody's kind of operating in this weird gray zone where nobody's really saying, like, nobody really says the N-word. You never really hear too many people being like, I fucking hate N-words, and I don't think we should fucking be able to own them again. You don't see a lot of that. Like, nobody's really going to, like, the, dude, what the fuck, like, We knew you had some controversy in your past, but this part where you unironically and in all sincerity praise Adolf Hitler, that kind of caught us off guard. Like, we're not talking about this shit. We're talking about people that, for the most part, are working in comedy or attempts at comedy. What we're really seeing is that the world is just not very funny, and everybody should stop trying to be funny. Because they're not good at it. None of us are. I'm not good at it. You're not good at it. There's like 30 people who are really good at comedy. The rest of us just fucking fail at it. And we end up with the shit like this. And no, nobody... I was saying, like, yeah, do I care? No. Do I want people to get fired over this? I'm kind of like, I don't like this lynch mob. I would say people like lynch mob. I have no idea what other kind of mob there is and what other kind of lynching there is. I feel like a lynching would require a mob. I don't think you could just have one person lynch someone. Like, maybe if you're, like... The problem is, like, I was going to say, like, Michael Clark Duncan and Green Mile, but, like, that doesn't make any sense, because he'd be the one doing the lynching. It's, obviously, he's not going to do that, because he's a very peaceful man. He's against violence. And turns into a mosquito or something. I'm not really sure how that ended. But, yeah, I don't like the mob stuff. I think it's stupid. I think that people are just... It's all fake. I think this is all performative on both sides. I don't think... By that, what I mean is... The people on the right that are engaging in performative outrage are not, to me, the people you see on Twitter, per se. The people like me. Because those kind of end up like a mocking of outrage. The people that, to me, though, that are just performative as fuck are the religious right in particular. And, like, older people. Like the right-wing... celebrity types, artist types tend to be okay. Like, they all tend to have a little bit of like a, come on, because they're always the people that can be like, every single person I know is left-wing liberal. And I think anybody who's like the odd man out in a situation, if they have like divergent political views, but they're still kind friends with people, that's usually a pretty good indication of this person's fucking around. But one thing I say, this person gets fired from the New York Times. And I think somebody, maybe from the New York Times editorial board or something like that. You know, look, that's a gig. You know, I'm pretty sure that when you get to write for the New York Times, most people are like, yeah, that's it, that's my peak. Like, most people will be like, hey, the New York Times spelled my name mostly correct in an article. Wow, I've hit it big. I got a letter to the editor published. Holy shit. Barack Obama did that once. I'm a fucking star. But to actually write for the paper, and then to be like a featured person, I think. Like, you know, featured, I don't know what that fucking means, but my dog peeing on something weird here. That's a big deal, I get it. Like, that's a big accomplishment, and I'm sure on some level, I'm not sure, like, be devastating to lose it. Can empathize with that. And again, I don't really care, but there's this part of me that kind of, it's just kind of sitting here. The weed, man, it expands my mind. And I realized that, one, I actually don't, my sympathies lessen a little bit in the sense of live by the sword, die by the sword. And I don't mean that as far as like rules of engagement have changed, giving everybody else a taste of their own medicine. I don't mean that. I mean, these are people, like, for the most part, people are going, oh, they're finding your old tweets. If you're finding people's old tweets It's probably because they were an internet type of celebrity. You know, you wrote some shit and you're like a journal, like a blogger. You only have a career because of your past. Now, if it's truly something obscure and it wasn't under your name, it's some obscure message board or whatever, I'm much more sympathetic. But, you know, when you're tweeting things under your fucking Twitter, it's the same one that you always use, the one that you've always represented yourself to the world with. Just, I don't know. You made your life off of that. You became a, you know, it's like, like if you're a big famous rock star, you'd be really dumb if you'd be like, my early stuff, that wasn't me, or I disavow that. You'd be like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, you were faking it then? Are you not? You'd be like, but you know, like it, like you know, like if Kurt Cobain hadn't killed himself, and done the honorable thing and let Courtney do it officially, because she would have. And I think that's the thing. If Courtney done it, there's no way she would have hit that thing. She's a fucking moron. Honestly. For Pete's sake. Michael. Behave yourself. Yeah, but yeah, and later on he'd be like, that's not my real music and I don't like it. And I'm different now. You'd be like, what the fuck? Like, no, you don't get to pretend like all that shit. It's like reformed porn star. Well, I guess you can have like a conversion. And here's the thing. If you have a conversion, I'm fine with that. If somebody comes out and honestly they go, hey, I'm different. What I hope is for everybody to be fair. We aren't. Well, I don't know. I never really feel like this stuff, I don't care about people's background. Whatever. I'm sure there's instances when I would. And I would, everybody's just going to play a fucking game. And this is really my main point of this entire rant. Believe it or not, people, we're coming right up to it. So, pucker up, buttercup. Going in hard and fast. Love peanut butter cups. Love them. And Reese sticks. Love them. My favorite candies. Did I eat those in the fucking Michigan? Or did I leave them in the fucking thing? No, I ate them. Okay. Whew. Then I realized these people are all writing about each other. When you ever you see, and I'm sure most people don't see this stuff because they don't give a shit, but it's like, some guy named Joe Seth. I don't know. I always see Seth Mandel. I think he's a Twitter guy. This has nothing to do with him. I just see the name. And I don't know. Like, he's one of the people. And Shoshana Sloth, chairman person. Like, I see these people here and there. And you realize, like, they all know each other. And like, when somebody is tweeting about, like, so-and-so was fired from the New York Times, it's like, they're just gossiping about work shit. Like, you can actually tangibly just say, like, this is a group of five people at this newspaper writing that this one person at another newspaper got fired. That's the story. Now, I know that there's, like, you could, there's a search for the public. The public doesn't give a fuck. They don't give a shit that some woman they've never heard of who was going to write in a tech section that, or whatever, that never wrote, said something. Or whatever. They don't give a fuck. They wouldn't know about it. Like, if you have to learn about something in order to be outraged, it's just probably not worth people's time. Enough shit that we already know about, that we're fucking outraged about, don't pile on. Yeah, that sucks. When's the new iPad come out? But seriously, that's the extent of most people's interest. Hell, people like my mom are just figuring out how to use an iPad. And that's what I was kind of looking at. I'm like, okay, this just like, John's got something about Mary over there, but they're going to get another job, and then they kind of move over. None of this stuff really, I mean, again, I losing a gig like that's a big deal, I'm sure. I'm also sure that people that get to the, if you can lose something that big, generally, you're okay. And a lot, it's just that if you're talented enough to write for the New York Times, we'll just presume that this woman is legitimate, that it wasn't some social promotion thing. But even if it's social promotion, that still is evidence that she's got some sort of skill that she can probably replicate enough to be part of the elites, right? Like, there's something there. Now, maybe she never gets into the New York Times again, but that's still enough talent, enough something where she'll land in, I think it's Gizmodo or that one or whatever. It's a fucking journal. They bounce from one to another. HuffPo will probably hire her or something. Again, Not as good. Sucks. I wouldn't want to lose a job like that. But when you're talking to people at these elite levels, it's kind of like any of us losing a job and having to go on unemployment for a while and complaining about it to kids in Africa. They're like, let me get this straight. You're telling me that you want to do work all day. In fact, you want to do it so much that if you're not allowed to work all day, the depression is so great that the government will give you money in exchange for you not working. And we're over here and we're starving. Like literally, our bodies are eating. And your country is known for what? Creating the greatest obesity epidemic in the history of mankind. Y'all look like your fucking Renaissance era fat lady paintings just spilling all over the place. Yeah, real fucking relatable. No one cares. So I think that's what we're dealing with here. It's like nobody would give a fuck about me. I'm walking around wearing a Yale t-shirt. I bragged earlier about Yale shorts. I think I did. I don't know that I mentioned they were Yale, but probably. I presume you guys should all know that stuff. So it's like you look at me and you go, all right, whatever Mike's ever going through, if you're the kind of person that could get to Yale, even for 2 weeks, you don't really worry that I'm going to end up in, you know, like a third world country. The odds are against me ending up as a homeless bum dying alone in the streets. They just are. Like, even if I drop several rungs below what I should be at in life, my talent or whatever probably would slot me at, you know, it's like if you're Barry Bonds and you just half-ass it, you're still playing pro ball, right? I'm just saying, I'm playing pro ball. And maybe over once I'm going to get on the gas and I'm going to fucking jack out 73, motherfucker. But until that day comes, I'm going to have to keep on doing what I do, which is this podcast here. For halfcredit.com, I'm Mike Coughlin, saying to one and all, good fight, good night, et au revoir, mes amis.